Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, hey.
We live.
Well,
technically, we're recording right now, but y'all get what it is. Welcome to another episode of Lounge Talk with J18. Y'all, I'm your host, J18. And this person to my right, this way. Y'all may not know her yet, but this is my flesh, my blood. This is my sister. She's going to be rocking with us, rocking with me on Lounge Talk with J18. Going forward, sis.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Sis.
Trials and tribulations. Trials.
Now, I'm going to keep it real with y'all right now. For all y'all that's watching on YouTube, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, whether you're listening on Spotify, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, wherever you may be listening, we've been trying to do this, get this recording right.
Yes.
For the past what was it, an hour?
Almost two hours.
Almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm upset.
Why? Why are you upset, Jay?
I'm upset because we've been trying to get this done.
Well,
and
you
here
know,
it is. It's 9:32 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Central Standard Time. It's 10:32 in Canada.
Yes, sir.
So I'm sorry, y'all. This may not be the introduction that y'all expecting for the first video on the Lounge Talk with J18 YouTube channel. But you know, I keep it real with y'all. I'm always keep it real. And I'm tired. And this may not be as long as it's supposed to be, but we rocking. Okay.
It's all right. We here. We made it, baby.
I want to introduce the people to you. Tell everybody about yourself. Go ahead.
Well, should I get my first and my last name, my government name?
This is what it is, y'all. Just go ahead. So, go ahead on with it. Tell the people.
Oh, so I'm J18's older sister. I'm older than him about 3 years, 3 years older. Born and raised in STL, hometown, home team. You may or may not know this. Our father's a pastor. We grew up in the church. I also preach and teach God's wonderful word. I live and breathe on it. I have a wonderful husband. Been married going on almost 3 years in June. So God is faithful. I wrote a book back in 2017 called Passionate PK. Check it out on Amazon. That's pretty much me.
And you try and let me tell y'all something. I had to bring my sister on with me. And I told the people on YouTube, they already know this. I told them that, you know, they like, man, have you been funny all your life? Have you been a clown all your life?
All his life.
What is your family like? And I told y'all on YouTube, I said mom first, I was gonna get mom on here. But I said I was gonna bring my family on sooner or later. So y'all can see I'm not lying. And I was telling the truth.
The boy been a clown since the day he was born. I'll tell y'all.
Yeah.
So it's actually three of us. So we have an older sister.
Yeah.
And all three of us would just be chilling. And here this kid come, mom and dad will leave, right? They'll leave and they'll go to the grocery store or something like that, whatever. And we'll be at home by ourselves. This kid like to watch Franklin. He likes Space Jam. Right.
Yes.
Little Bear. Y'all know what it is. We're all the millennials. Little Bear.
Little Bear.
We used to call him Little Bill. Yeah, I remember Little Bill with Bill Cosby.
And then I used to get haircuts. And my pops used to take me to the barbershop early on Saturday on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And I get that fresh cut. You get that boosie fade. That's what
you used to get that ball fade.
And then I hear they would come sniff my head, y'all.
Because it used to smell so good, y'all.
And then what you used to do?
Slap it. We used to slap that head.
Abuse. I told her, come slap me now.
You made me tell my mic.
It's gonna be hell to tell the captain.
Me and my sister, we used to smell his head, and then we used to slap it real hard.
That ain't even right.
Yeah.
Y'all, this episode right here is all about y'all getting to know our upbringing and everything that we've been through in our life. We both grew up as PKs, which we know if you're a PK out there and you're listening, you might have an uncle that's a pastor. You might live with your uncle or your aunt, or even your grandmother might have been in ministry. Y'all know that there is not an easy life being a PK. You're under, I wouldn't say pressure, but we have family, we had people stay with us.
We've
seen our parents take food out of the refrigerator and the cabinets to give to people.
Yes.
We've seen our father be the father to others.
Yes.
They didn't have one.
Yes.
And when you are an ignorant child, you know, children are just selfish by nature because you just wonder, like, man, you my daddy. Why you got to be his daddy and her daddy and all these other daddy? That's the stuff that we went through. So share a little bit of that with the people about just that alone growing up as a PK. Like, what was your true thoughts on that? Like, from your perspective, because I know mine.
Well, that's the kind of some of the things I wrote about in my book. It's like you're constantly in a looking glass and in the scrutiny of somebody else's perspective or vision, right? You're constantly being watched. And it was like, I remember one time, I'll tell the story. One time it was pastor's anniversary. If anybody, any PK, anybody that grew up in church, y'all know how pastor's anniversaries went. The food was being cooked. We was on the second service and we got a little hungry, right? And so some of the mothers and them, they made like peach cobblers and all these things. So we went downstairs and we dug into the banana pudding, peach cobbler. And we was just one of us that went, right? And next thing you know how it go. One person get it, and the next person want it, and the next person want it, and the next person want it.
Right.
So we didn't realize that everybody, all the kids in the church had dug into the peach cobbler, you know? And so when second service was done, they went down, start taking the food out. And of course, it's dug through. But you know who got the hardest hit?
We did. Oh,
we did.
Because you know, because we knew better.
Because we knew better. You know, all the other kids, they always got a free pack. And that's just kind of like an example. I mean, our parents were wonderful with safeguarding us and protecting us.
Yeah.
And really being our, like, our defense in many ways. So we love God for that. We love them for that. But it was just the people of the church folk, you know, they're constantly being under their scrutiny or their swift judgment. And we weren't given as much grace as other kids were given because we the pastor's kids, you know, better, you know? So,
we even dealt like that with our parents, just getting deep this one time. Cause I'm telling you, you got a lot of time to get deep, a lot of episodes, but just dealing with, the feeling of having to be perfect, or the feeling of like other people get more grace than we get, even from our own parents, because they really expected us to be, they expected more from us because of what they taught us inside of the household. Yeah. And even that sometimes I felt like was very difficult because I always felt like there was no room for error, you know? And a lot of times when you would make a simple mistake, it would be, well, you know better. They didn't necessarily come down on us like
no.
But it was enough to make you feel like,
oh man, it's a different expectation. Absolutely.
Being a PK in school, people know when people found out that you were a PK. Sometimes I didn't even want nobody finding out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want nobody treating me differently.
But what they do, Jay.
Man, just start treating you differently. They treat you differently. You know, I know your daddy. Your daddy don't play.
Yeah.
You know, especially this is my thing. Y'all know, an active father sometimes, if you have both parents in the household, sometimes you don't want an active father. You want your daddy missing because everybody else daddy missing.
You on your own on that.
I'm telling you, as a kid, this is what you feel.
Just because Jay,
because you feel like everybody else, like, your daddy always showing up. It was embarrassing. I loved it. Don't get me wrong, but at times I felt embarrassed because I was like, man, like, I'm the only one. My daddy's standing. You know, they know my dad by name. Like, but at the time, I didn't realize that's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They craved a father figure.
Yes,
but you know that's not how it came off.
No, but on the flip side of that, Jay, you was a class clown. Like, dad had to show up to the school for you, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all
seen
the TikTok video. Y'all seen it. The boy is silly. He always have been silly. My parents had to keep a close eye on him because, Jay, your grades will slip or something like that would happen. And so dad would have to be like, let me go up here and see about this kid.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was a checks and balances, right?
I mean, he saw about all of us. He would show up.
Yeah, absolutely. But our grades were good. We was A students.
I might have needed a little extra attention. But even when it came to high school with football, my dad, and this is what I love about my pops. This is what I started to enjoy him showing up to my practices when I played football in high school. Like, he would literally, I would look up, and sometimes he was at practices, y'all. And I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah.
You know how you outside in the heat and you see the heat waves off in the distance.
Yeah.
And I would see him just standing there. And it was times where I was dog tired, just hustling, doing my thing. He was like, I was out there today. I was like, when was you out there?
Yeah.
You know, but that's just who he was, because he always had this thing. He said, the reason why I showed up to y'all schools, the reason why I was always at your practices was because I didn't want nobody mistreating you.
Yes.
And he said, I didn't want any of those coaches mistreating you.
Yeah.
I wanted them to know that you have a father and that you have a father that's present and in the black community.
Yes.
There may be black fathers in household, but they don't show up.
They're not present.
They're not present.
It's different when somebody is in the home, and you can very well be in the home and still be an absent father, because it's about your communication. It's about interacting. It's about letting your children know that you care. Like, I remember very frankly when dad would take you outside before you played football and just throw the football around with you. And it was just like, it wasn't that, it was just about being in that moment and your child knowing that, or dad knowing that, he wants you to know that you there for him and he there for you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it was definitely a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Like, now looking back on it as an adult.
Yeah.
I see everything that they instilled in us, you know?
Yeah. It really molded our character. If I can even add to that, Jay, like, I remember even being in high school, and my best friend would say, girl, I just saw your daddy.
Yeah.
I'd be like nervous. Cause I'm like, why is, you know, why dad here?
Right. What I do? Why he up here?
And he would just be patrolling. He'd just be walking, patrolling, you know, making sure that. And I personally believe that he was praying, me personally, because anytime you have children who are, and I don't have any children yet, but you do, Jay, like, you want to make sure that the presence of the Lord is on that campus. You want to make sure that it's being prayed over and constantly safeguarded, because precious cargo is there, right?
Like, yeah.
There is, I could not even say that I wouldn't do the same thing with my children when I have children. Of course I'm going up to that school. Of course I'm not going to announce when
I'm coming. I'm coming. And that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
You know, being active in your kid's life, man. Like, and I got to say this to all the black fathers out there right now that's watching me, because it's going to be something that's watching me right now and listening. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, you got one job. Mm-hmm. You had just be active, just be present. It don't take a whole lot to go to your kid's baseball game, go to the recital, go show up to the classroom every now and then. That's the old school way. That's why when y'all see it in my skits, people be laughing, and people want that. People crave the old school way.
They do.
I think a lot of parents now want to be cool. They want to be, you know, laid back and chill. Do we live in times right now where you can't afford to be laid back and chill?
No.
Matter of fact, we need to be doing what they did back in the day and some.
Yeah. And emphasis on the and some. Big emphasis on the and some.
I say it all the time. I was talking about it earlier. I'm like, somebody touched my daughter, I'm coming. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be a bad day.
Yes,
it's gonna be a bad day. And our parents didn't play that. I did a video about sleepovers.
Yes, we didn't
do sleepovers.
No,
but no sleepovers.
No, sir. They all came to our house.
Remember, we used to think like, man, we can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. Yes. We can't go no sleepover.
Yes. I
mean, they remember they used to say all the time, you can come, they can come here.
Yes, but we ain't going
can't go over there.
They had to be vetted. They had the people. The only person house I spent the night over was my best friend. She's still my best friend to this day. Shout out to her. You know who you are, girl. My best friend to this day. She was the only person that my mom, but even at that rate, Jay, you know, mom and dad knew her mom and dad. Yeah. They was around the corner. They lived around the corner from us.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't, you know, so. Yeah,
it wasn't no sleepover. No, no, no. I said, because then again, that's another tip. It's another topic. I got a little girl. My mind can't even go there.
No,
but it has to, because you got to protect your kids from these fools, these creeps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like Lindsay say all the time. My wife, Lindsay, she say, you know, a lot of times you got to watch people because you don't know what other kids are taught in their households.
Yes,
we don't sleep in a bed with each other.
No,
we don't sleep in the same sleeping bags. Like we don't do I don't know what little Susie mama teaching her. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what y'all custom is.
Right.
You know,
right.
If my daughter comes, she probably gonna have her own little bag. She's gonna be standoffish. She's gonna be like, no, I got my own cover. I got my own. As a matter of fact, it's probably best if she don't come, because then y'all gonna say that she ain't trying to be with everybody else.
Why black people always say cover? How come we don't say blanket?
Because it's a cover. Blanket or cover? It's a cover. Black people don't call it blanket.
We can't. We go people.
What is that? Why do we do that?
We be like, you got some cover.
You got an extra cover? Blanket? No, cover. It's a difference between a blanket
What's
and a cover.
What's the difference, though?
It ain't no different. That's just how. That's what we call it. What you drinking on? What's that?
That's tea. You almost made me
What kind of tea is it?
That's just ginger and lemon. Just a little ginger and lemon. I like to put collagen. This is a tip for all the pretty girls. You put a little collagen in your tea and in your coffee. It's good for your skin, good for your nails, good for your hair. Shameless.
They're like Botox when they put it in your lips. Collagen.
Mm-mm.
Is that like... So what else do collagen do? So you
well
you,
it is how do it you, is how do you, but use you said it? Botox and I thought about the needles. So
no, I meant like collagen. That's for the lips.
Skin in general benefits from collagen. Skin, hair, nails.
Is it like drops you put in your tea? Is it a
no?
Is it
it's dropping? Actually a. I'm sorry. Let me clarify. Because you
clarify. Come on, I don't know about collagen in your teas. Come on.
It's a scoop of powder. It's a scoop of powder. You put it in your coffee in the morning, or you could put it in your tea at night. It's tasteless, has zero taste, and it's good for your hair, skin, and nails. Anyway.
Let's get into that a little bit.
Okay.
We appreciate y'all for listening, and everybody that's watching on YouTube, Lounge Talk with J1A. You know, we hear my sister Trina here, my new co-host. She, my new partner in crime.
You know, it's an honor to be in your presence, J1A. You know.
Yeah. This is good for you. This is good that you are here with me. This is amazing.
Because I feel like you're trying to be funny a little bit.
I ain't trying. I'm just playing. But for real, I lost my train of thought.
We was talking about the hair, skin, and nails.
Yes.
You said let's talk about the hair.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Why do it take so long for women to get ready? We need to know this. Like, it's men that just need to know. What is it? Tell us what it is.
Because it's slightly therapeutic. Like,
and why is there so many layers to the makeup?
Okay, because you coming off a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Because there is it's a type of art form. Okay, it is therapeutic. It makes you feel. It's makes you feel like a lady, makes you feel like you're about to conquer the day, like you're ready to take on whatever you have to take on. And it's like when you look good, you feel good, right? This is kind of like a little motto that I live by. When you look good, you feel good, you operate better, you think clearer, you know, and really it all starts in the beginning. After you talk to the Lord and you get into your beauty, do your routine. It just sets you up for the day.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all just like to go in there and splash water on your face.
No, we don't.
And put a little, bit of soap on your lips.
No, we don't.
And then y'all be thinking,
hey, no, that's not true. It's a process. You know, sometimes, yes, we do. Sometimes we do go in and it's in and out, you know. But that's a whole nother story, because men don't take hot showers like when women take hot showers. Like,
got to be hot. The hotter, the better. And I don't know how y'all can take these lukewarm. You know, the Bible talks about lukewarm. You know what it say about lukewarm? The Bible said, Jesus said, if you lukewarm, I spew you out. So see, y'all taking these lukewarm. Hey, these.
I guess I'm spewed out, because... I ain't gonna make it in. I'm spewed out, y'all, because I ain't taking no hot. I can't do that. And not all men are like that. A lot of us take care of ourselves. We take our time.
Well, Jay, we had to teach you that. You weren't always that way. There was a day when you used to be raggedy, Jay. And we had to tell you, use some and put it on your cheeks. What you use? Not the toner. The witch hazel, and you fell in love with that witch.
Yeah, I used that witch hazel to start making my skin dry. I used that witch hazel. When y'all got me hip to that witch hazel, I was just putting it on. I was putting it on my neck. I was putting it on my face. And then when I saw the little cotton ball was brown, I used to be like, man, like, you know, but I used it so much.
Because you wasn't taking no shower before you was using the witch hazel.
No. Nah, man. That's why I think it was always a benefit to having surfers, because y'all used to really get me hip on stuff.
Yeah, we did. We used to tell you when you needed to get in the shower. We used to tell you. I don't want to embarrass you because you got a lot of people that love you, so.
Yeah, you got.
I ain't talking about the time you tell me shut up.
This is real. This is real stuff, because. I was young. I was a growing boy. I had to be told this stuff. I didn't stand a chance.
Time you sat on my pillow.
Man, hey, no, we ain't gonna talk about it. What we need to talk about is that time when Pops had to get on me. He was like, "Do you want me to start washing you up? Because you don't know how to wash your tail." And I don't know if I would think I was like sick. How old was I?
It was young.
I was young.
Yeah, you was young.
Yeah. And man, it was hard. It was rough. The youngest, being the youngest sibling, it was definitely.
Okay, stop it.
I felt like
you wasn't rough. You had it the easiest.
No.
See, this is a young sibling. This is a youngest sibling thing. They think they have it the hardest.
I
Jay,
did.
You didn't start doing chores until you was like 10.
I had it the hardest, because everybody was telling me about how you the youngest and you had it so easy.
Oh no.
You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that.
No.
You don't want to hear that.
You didn't, Jay.
I did.
We had good times.
I had it rough.
No, you didn't have it that rough. We had good times. Remember we used to walk to the bus stop?
Yes, I do.
See, really, I'm the one that raised Jay. This is what we have to get into. I used to whoop
tell
Jay.
Tell him.
I used to have to whoop him, y'all, because Jay was bad. But see, we got a lot of time.
I wasn't bad.
Boy used to flip over couches when mom and dad used to leave. And me and my sister used to be petrified, because we'd be like, if something happened to this kid, we going to get in trouble. But he didn't care. Yeah. He didn't care.
No, I ain't care, because I tell it.
But now look at you, J18.
Successful.
Making us proud.
Successful.
Yeah.
On the road to success. I wouldn't say I'm successful.
Can I ask you this? Did you ever tell the people about how the name J18?
Yeah. I tell that story every time, every chance I get. Actually, I was on TikTok Live the other day. And somebody mentioned it. Somebody said, does your name come from, I think, John 1 and 8? And I said, no.
That's a good scripture. But
no. And for the people that don't know, that's listening for the first time, I will say it again. All my OG YouTube people, y'all know. Mm-hmm. But for the people that don't know, this is what happened. This is where J1A came from. I remember I was in high school, and I was in this season of my life where I was just so fascinated with being successful. And I was just, you know, I was like, man, God, how do I become successful? How do I get to a place that somebody in my family's never been before? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lord, just show me what it means to be. Show me how to be it. Show me what it is, everything about it. Mm-hmm. So I come home, I go to my room, and I open the Bible. I open it up. Yes. It's right there in front of me. I don't know where success is in the Bible. And in high school, we really didn't go to Google. It wasn't a thing just like to go straight to Google and start searching. Like I don't think technology was up there, but it wasn't like, that wasn't what we did.
That wasn't our first thought to go to
Google and search.
Because even the way Dad taught us, it's just like, you need to know the word. Like, you know, go finish the story.
Yes.
Finish your story.
But like I said, the word is sitting there in front of me, and I automatically start turning the word, and I go to Joshua, and I read Joshua chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And anybody know the story of Joshua? This is when Moses was dead. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you're gonna fact check.
I'm finna read it. I'm finna read the scripture.
No, I ain't even saying this. I'm telling the story. I want to hear you read. Okay. Anyway,
I'm gonna read.
Moses was dead, and you know, Joshua was getting ready to take over. So God says, you know, Joshua. He tells Joshua, you know, I will be with you as I was with Moses. He didn't say he would be Moses.
Yes. Okay.
He said, but I will be with you as I was with him. And so he said, all you have to do, it says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that if you meditate in the word day and night,
yes, sir,
I'm paraphrasing, you're going to make your way prosperous. And it says verbatim in the King James Version, thou shalt have good success.
Yes.
When I tell y'all,
yes,
my mind was blown.
Yes.
That was the first time in my life, I sat back and I looked around the room because I thought I was tripping. I was like, how did I find this? Like, no, I've been dealing with this all day. I didn't even know the word success was even in the Bible. And from that day forward, it was Joshua 1:8.
Yes.
So with my name already having a J in it, I kind of just merged the two together. And I was like, okay, J1:8, Jalen, you know, Joshua. I'm like, hey, I could take that and make it my name. So now you know that J1:8 simply just means success. And not just any type of success, but the success that comes from God. And so when you saying my name, you're really saying success.
I remember the exact moment when you came into my room. And your eyes look like saucers. You know, y'all know the videos when he walked in the room and his eyes is big. Like, that's how his eyes looked. And like he had seen a ghost.
Yeah.
It was a Holy Ghost. But he looked at me and he goes, God just showed me something. And it was wonderful to me. It was pivotal for me, because to see your little brother evolve and begin to develop a relationship with the Lord, it is a sight to behold, truly. And I knew that that moment was what we call defining moments. I knew that was a defining moment for you. And I knew that God was really trying to show you who he was to you, right? Exactly. In that moment. So,
I love
when you tell that story, because a lot of people, they don't realize that God truly does hear our inner prayers, our thoughts, of the thoughts of our heart. And if we are burdened with a thing, that if we truly ask him, that he'll answer us.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah.
And he truly answered you that day.
And I believe that, you know, and ever since then. I mean, as a young kid, I've always wanted to be great and be better. And I believe the only reason that I was so I won't use the word obsessed. I hate using that word, but I was obsessed with being successful was because God put that there.
Yes, sir.
For me to be obsessed about. Like, you're going to, like, he put that on my heart because I don't believe, if I, you know, Bible talks about every good thing comes from God. So that was something that was very, that was very positive at the time. And it was like, man, I want this.
Yeah. You know?
And I want to be different. I want something different, not just for myself, but for my bloodline or, you know, my family, children's children, you know, because the Bible talks about how a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I'm like, God, sir. I want to be that wise man. I want to do something that's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And God give me that name. Honestly, I thought after a while, I started thinking it was whack because I'm like, I'm like, that name, man, people ain't going, you know, because it became my handle on Instagram and TikTok.
Now
to see people know me by that,
it's
kind of like, wow, God, you gave me something in high school before anybody knew, before I created a video, before anything, you established what my name was. And and that to me was a blessing all within itself.
God is wonderful, man.
Man, God is good.
Yeah.
And I want to tell people before we get out of here, because we get ready to close on this podcast, because I'm telling y'all, we had technical difficulties before we started this thing.
We did.
And we were supposed to get a whole lot more out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just keeping it real with y'all. That's just what it was. But I want to close out by saying this. Man, whatever your dream is, whatever your passion is, whatever your goal is in life, just seek God about it and make sure that thing lines up with what he wants you to do for your life. Because a lot of times what we want is not what God wants, and we wonder why stuff is like not working out. We wonder why I can't get in my groove. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uneasy. Well, the reason why you are uncomfortable and you are uneasy is because God wants you to give him your full attention.
Yes.
And just like me in my story, when I was in high school, y'all, now a lot of people say in high school, you don't even know what you want out of life. But I beg to differ, because when God is in your life and you have a relationship with him, no matter how old you are, you could be 10, you could be 11, and you'll have an experience, you know? Yes. So I just think it's very important that you develop that relationship with God so that you can truly know the plan that he has for you.
Yes.
Because when you leave God out, you in for a rude awakening, and you in for just, you know, that period where you just going to stay confused.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing. So what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, I agree with it 100%. 100%. When you make the Lord Jesus the focal point, everything else will work itself out.
That's right.
Everything. I just want to emphasize that and kind of just add this scripture into it. Matthew 6:33 says to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And all of his righteousness and all of these things, Jesus says, and all of these things will be added unto you.
That's right.
Keep the word in your heart. Let it be the first thing that comes out of your mouth. And then you're going to look up and you're going to have a story like J1-8. God will make your way prosperous. And then you're going to have some good success.
For sure. So, that's real.
Hats off to you, kid. I'm proud of you. Wait, let me say it. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the ambition in you. I'm proud of the gift that God has put on the inside of you. I think I can speak for everyone who has ever laughed at a TikTok, at an Instagram, at a Facebook reel, at an Instagram reel, and was able to relate to your gift. We truly thank God for it. For those who have benefited, come out of seasons of depression or seasons of loneliness because they clicked on your video and they were able to have a laugh that was able to pull them up out of a dark place.
Yeah.
We thank God for your gift, and we thank God for the many more laughs you're going to produce. And I'm just honored to be your sister. I'm honored to be your big sister, and I'm honored to be doing this journey with you. So,
well, I appreciate you for accepting it and doing this with me, because I've been trying to get this thing going for a minute, and I'm like, bro, I need somebody, not just somebody I can trust, but somebody that I feel like, you know, I have a connection with, and that I can vibe. And what better person to do it than with you? Because you got it. You got it. And these people about to see that you got it. But I appreciate everything you did say, because you said something that just stuck out to me about, mm-hmm. you know, making content and stuff that brings people out of depression and stuff like that. I get that so much. Mm-hmm. People are out here hurting. People are out here mm-hmm. struggling. And y'all just don't understand, like, for somebody to tell you, man, your video just talked me off the ledge. Your video had me laughing, and it made me change my mind on what I was about to do. Y'all, I believe that's when I knew officially that I found purpose, when somebody said I almost quit. But when I saw your video, it made me keep going.
Yeah.
And that to me is worth, that's priceless.
Yep.
You know, you can't put a price tag on that.
Wow.
Because that's basically somebody telling me that I didn't save their life.
Yeah.
You know, but it wouldn't have happened if I wasn't obedient.
Yes.
And that's what I think about, man. What would have happened if I wasn't obedient? Mm. If I was fearful, if I was scared, or if I felt like, man, there's millions of people out here making content and doing videos. Mm. I ain't gonna do that. You can't worry about it's a million burger places.
Yes,
you got Burger King, you got White Castle, you got McDonald's, you got Five Guys, but Five Guys didn't sit up there
right
and say,
now. Making
oh
me
my
hungry.
God, McDonald's exists. Burger King exists. I don't stand a chance. No. Everybody has a lane. You know how many different sodas it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many different juices and waters? We talk about water. People joke about water. You got Smart Water. You got Fiji Water. You got all these type of waters.
Yes.
Everybody's in their own lane.
Yes.
And what I challenge everybody to do on this podcast right now is to find your lane. And whatever that is, I don't care if it's clothing, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever you, well, that's overly saturated. With God on your side, how?
No.
How? It's enough for everybody to eat.
That's right.
You know? So, look, man, we're going to get into a whole lot more on this podcast.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have a good time.
But we're going to have a blast. This episode, y'all, it was all over the place, but it was supposed to be like that because I ain't going to say it again. But This is going to be great. This is going to be great. We're going to have a blast, man. And I appreciate all y'all for subscribing. If you have not yet, hit that subscribe button.
Shout
like
out to
this
the
video. Yeah. What'd you say?
I said shout out to the subscribers. Y'all hadn't know. You didn't know what we were going to talk about. You just jumped on the dream, and we appreciate your support.
Yeah, and in the comment section, if there's anything you want us to talk about, anything you want to hear in the next podcast, just put it in the comment section. And we're gonna respond to it.
Yeah, we would love
and
to hear
we gonna, from. We're gonna let you know what's up with it. We plan on doing a podcast once a week for now. Every single Sunday, you can expect to upload. But in between days, we're gonna try to get some more content out there as far as little clips. You're definitely gonna see it on my Instagram and my Facebook pages and TikTok possibly. So just follow me on my socials. Y'all already know what's up. Tell them where they can find you at. So.
Oh, you can my handle?
Oh, see.
Isn't that what the young folks say? They say my handle.
She got to go find it. See, be ye ready. You ain't ready.
I got you.
You got to be ready at all times.
Wait, hold on. Hold on now. See, you. Okay. Underscore.
Huh?
I'm Katrina_Marnice. I just want to make sure. Everybody got me. I'm Katrina_Marnice. MARNICE on everything. That's on Instagram. Hold on, let me make sure I get the right on the TikToks. No, on TikTok is underscore Katrina period Marnice. Jay, okay. That's
y'all,
all right.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. We're gonna be real random.
We gonna have a good time.
This podcast is about to be real random. Y'all know how I'm coming. Lounge Talk with J18. We'll see y'all in a minute.
Bye, y'all.